Hey, it's Shannon here with Todd Robert Anderson. How are you doing, Todd?
Hi, Shannon. Thanks for having me back on your
show. Yeah, I'm glad you're here for the PJ Marino show.
Wait, what?
PJ, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Jesus Christ. This is the second time in a row. You've double booked guests. Yeah, I'm supposed to be the very special guest. Now, there's another...
Well, you're like short bus special, Todd.
Jesus. Really?
He's really loud. Is he really going to be here the whole time?
Well, I'm going to see if we can.
I'm sitting right here. I can hear you guys. So you're doing like this weird stage whisper thing as if I can't hear you, but
well,
I can
hear
you.
Well, some people have trouble with their left ear, so I don't...
I don't have a trick ear.
What?
Okay.
I don't understand it, why people call it a trick ear. That's stupid.
Most people don't know that, but lots of actors have bad ears.
Do they?
I do, that? Actually.
That's why they made cue cards, because they couldn't hear what the other actors were saying.
I'm not that bad. I'm not Johnny Depp bad. But I had a burst eardrum as a child, so I think that's why it's not...
Well, I have tinnitus.
I have tinnitus, too.
Well, PJ, I'm sorry to hear that.
It happens.
What about me? What about my tinnitus?
Well...
You're sorry about his tinnitus, but not my tinnitus?
Well, I was told the tinnitus discussions would be for the special guest only.
That's... I didn't know there was another guest, first of all. I didn't get any of these memos. But go ahead, talk about his tinnitus. Forget about mine.
I mean, I really came for the food spread, and it's really wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you like it. I tried
food?
To get your favorite.
Did yeah, it's all on this side. But because you have that bad ear, you can't really see
I
it.
Really appreciate how quickly you got back to me when I asked you what specific snacks you liked, everything.
I was
You're so courteous.
Yeah, I was very big on the lox and bagels.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope you like the lox.
Those are expensive. I don't even get, like, raisins when I come in. What is going on?
I was
going
to say, capers are kind of like raisins. They're like little raisins.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like little, and they're healthier for you. They don't have as much sugar.
Capers?
Yeah.
Capers are really good for you, but if you eat too many, they will kill you.
Really?
Yeah.
So dig in.
Capers look like rat turds to me.
Well, that's exactly what they are, isn't it?
Capers are rat turds?
Rat turds.
I didn't know that.
But fish rat turds.
Fish?
I think they're fish. Are capers fish? I really have no idea what capers are.
I don't know. I'm going to get
it's
on the
It's just like a spice, isn't it? Capers? It's a spice.
That's only if you shred them and sprinkle them on food.
That's not... I'm not a chef. I don't know. But capers, I think, are just like a little spicy thing that you put in to food to give it flavor, you know?
Well, yeah.
A caper. That's how they say it in France.
It's a plant.
It's a plant.
Yeah, it's a plant.
Yeah. And it's
a perennial plant.
Ooh, are you Googling capers right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's a spice. It's a flavor.
How do we survive without Google?
It's edible flower buds. I don't know how I wrote
edible flower buds?
Yep. The plant is best known for the edible flower buds, often used as a seasoning, and the fruit, both of which are usually consumed pickled.
So
how about that?
I had a better knowledge of what capers were, and you're sitting here telling me they're better than raisins. You don't know.
I don't.
You don't know if they're better than raisins. And you think they're made out of rat turds. Clearly they're
Well, that
plants.
Was the hope.
Who is this person? Why did you bring him on your show?
Clearly I am a man of very many interests and intelligence.
I don't know what you're talking about, capers.
PJ's an actor and a screenwriter and Renaissance man.
Yes.
Oh. How good for you. I only do the one thing.
What's the one thing?
I guess.
Oh, okay.
In bit parts.
That's impressive.
Only in bit parts.
Do you do like comedies and dramas and stuff? Do you have lines?
Sometimes they give me lines.
I love when I meet someone and I tell them and they're like, oh great, do you have lines?
People ask you that?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh wow.
Like if I say, oh, I was just in this show, they say, what have you done? And I say, well, I was in this show and that show. And they go, that's so great. Did you have lines? And I just want to punch them. But they mean well. I was a barista for 5 years not too long ago, and people would see me in things, and I would say, oh, they would say, what do you have coming up? And I would say, oh, I have such and such show. And every time, oh, did you have lines? Like, they assume that I'm a background actor. It's like, I know I make a great latte, but I can act a little bit too.
That's obnoxious.
But it was like super nice people that I really loved.
People don't mean it.
No, they don't mean it.
You know?
Usually like, they're like genuinely excited, like, oh, you're an actor.
Well, cool. It's like when they go, if they saw you in something, and then they just tell you that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I saw you in that thing. And that's it. So what is the correct... thank you for watching it, I guess, is the best way to go. I mean, they mean well, but it's like, what are you... You're just stating a fact. You saw that thing.
And then I'm like, do you want more foam? Or
do you then purposely get their name wrong?
No, I loved my regulars. I had great regulars at this little coffee shop in West LA. So I would like see them walking up like 200 feet away and I would start making their drink. And then they would come up and I'm like, here you go. Because people will get the same exact drink for years.
Right.
Every single day.
Yeah, they get stuck
in
their
same scone. Like, so
every morning I have a shot of bourbon with my breakfast.
Popcorn.
It's been going on for a couple decades.
That's
now.
Why. And you're very healthy.
Yeah, I feel great.
I think you're onto something.
I feel great. That's a great way to start the day.
Yes.
A little cereal, a little bourbon.
Well, bourbon.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That would be funny if like you had the most expensive top shelf every morning with your coffee.
And then only drank well at night.
I had someone at a rap party come up to me and tell me, she was very complimentary, and she's like, you were great, great in that show. I really,
which
your
you were.
Work was amazing. And then she goes, so what's next? And I was like, I don't know. I'm hoping, you know, I'll get some auditions soon. She goes, oh, you're one of those. I was like,
what did she mean exactly?
She said she was formerly an agent. So I guess what she was saying was that she had a lot of clients who had to go on auditions. And I was like, yeah, isn't that what acting is? Like, I know there's offer only people, but most actors aren't, right?
I mean, feel like there are becoming less and less of them.
Vast majority of people. Yeah, unless they're in one of these packages that the writers are writing about.
That's a fascinating situation. I also love that.
That's really interesting.
I love when actors describe, when they get an interview and they're describing, you know, why did you take this job? Well, and they go into this long explanation of how the character connected with them and the writing was so amazing. It was just the best script they've written. Like,
it's all bullshit.
It's like, they needed to pay their mortgage, basically. Yeah.
I have 14 houses because I'm Nicolas Cage. Yeah. That's why I did Between Worlds.
I had to pay for my island.
I just watched this Nick Cage movie. Because I'm always trying to find the bananas ones. Some of them just are boring.
Uh-huh.
Like if he's a cop or something, it's boring. But then there's cool stuff like Mom and Dad of Mandy. And then there was this supernatural thriller called Between Worlds. And it was Nick Cage and what's the lady from Run Lola Run?
Oh, Famke.
Patente.
Yeah.
Polenta.
Polenta.
Yeah. Polenta.
Franca Patente.
Caper Polenta.
Yeah. Caper Polenta. She's going to be in a movie with Jason Momoa.
It's called Ratter.
Ratter.
The movie. So I was like, well, this sounds bananas. I'll watch it. But it was gross because like her daughter was in an accident and was in a coma, and then when she came back, somebody else's soul had taken over her body, and it turned out to be Nick Cage's deceased wife now in his girlfriend's daughter's body. So he starts fucking the daughter.
And I'm like, my God.
This is just really overwritten, crappy stepmom porn, you guys.
How old was the daughter?
I don't know, it's like 16 or something.
So Nick Cage is fucking a 16-year-old and...
like behind the back of his girlfriend because it's really his wife. And
his wife, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when he read it, he was like, well, it's not Shanley, but...
I love that you think he read it. That's adorable.
Yeah.
He didn't read it.
He's got bad both ears, so he just gave him the cue cards.
I just saw recently he married some woman for like a day and then got it annulled.
Oh yeah, he does that every year.
Yeah.
Like seriously, and it's always an Asian woman. He's done it several times.
That's crazy.
That's our Nick. Very strange.
And by the way, let me just say, I love watching Nick Cage in anything.
I do too. Well, almost anything. Yeah.
I like it when he's unhinged. I don't like it. Like, there's a lot of these, because it's mostly straight to video stuff at this point. And, you know, like I said, if he's a cop, you know, or if he's chasing a serial killer, it's always serious and dour and it's boring, Nick Cage. But if you find the unhinged Nick Cage, which is the only way he should be written, then it's fun. I mean, Between Worlds, not a great movie because it was too slow, but at least it had some of the Nick Cage being bananas. And he's playing like a white trash, deadbeat, dead type.
Where can I catch this one? Is it Netflix?
I think I saw it on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Netflix.
I'm going to have to see that too.
But before you watch that, if you haven't watched Mandy.
I need to see Mandy for sure.
Watch Mandy and watch Mom and Dad. Watch those two before Between Worlds. Because Between Worlds, it's not a good appetizer.
What's Mandy?
Mandy's...
Action, right? Crazy action?
No, it's a horror movie.
Oh.
Basically, it's about... It's a revenge horror movie. Like his girlfriend or wife gets sucked into a cult. And I can't exactly remember what happens.
That's okay. Sounds good.
But it's... the thing is he's unhinged the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It ends with him... like covered in blood and doing a maniacal laugh, and then he like looks right into the camera, and that's how it ends.
I did a short film where I ended the film like that, and the director was like, why exactly are you ending it that way? Can you explain your... And I'm like, I don't know. I just thought it would be really cool. And they're like, okay. And they kept that tape.
That's awesome.
And some people that have seen it love it. And some people are like, ask me genuinely why. And I'm like, I don't know. I just wanted to...
I just wanted to do it.
But I love that.
I think that's great.
That is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the Nick Cage that I like, is the crazy one. Not the boring one.
He probably... How many movies does he put out a year? I mean...
Well he's not Eric Roberts. Eric Roberts is... If you look Eric Roberts up and on IMDb, he literally has a cameo in every single independent film being made.
Yeah, I actually...
Like, it's the most unbelievable list.
Really?
My friend gave me... Because he knows I like bad movies. He gave me this one that one of his old friends had made. Like, basically a backyard production. And it is... Like, as a movie... You know, not only is it not funny, but it's... cringe inducing because it's so gross and at every turn offensive, like going from misogyny to homophobia to racism, all is like comic fodder. It's like, Jesus Christ, you guys. And then there's Eric Roberts all of a sudden playing a porn producer. It's like, what the hell is this movie? And then Gilbert Gottfried shows up. He's a gynecologist.
Oh my gosh.
That was the scene where I had to shut it off. Because they were making, like, yeast infection jokes, and there was visual humor involved, and I was...
Wow.
And it was Gilbert Gottfried, and I was just, this is all too much.
Wow.
What movie is this?
It's called Gender Bender.
The Aristocrats.
This is...
Yeah, exactly. It's called Gender Bender?
Yeah, and it's literally about three guys who wake up with vaginas. And...
Oh, my God.
And it... Like... When you watch it, it is, for them, for these three characters, it's the worst imaginable thing that they woke up with vaginas. And, like, one character is having a fantasy, a sexual fantasy. There's a lot of strippers in this movie, too. It's interesting. But he's having a sexual fantasy on the morning that he wakes up and has a vagina. And so when he goes to jack off, his penis isn't there, and it's a vagina. And he freaks out. And I'm like... Well, wait, you're having a sexual fantasy.
Yeah.
You might as well masturbate. I mean, you'll learn something while you're down.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. You'll learn something.
Figure that out. You'll be a maestro with the ladies if you ever get this problem reversed.
How was this not a mainstream movie?
And who greenlit it? Like, who was like, yes?
It's not. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It was these guys financed this themselves. So, you know, they... It's a backyard. I mean, it was low budget. It actually looked better than it should have, given what it seemed like the budget was. But yeah, it's. I don't. They probably had some rich friend or something to give them some seed money or whatever. But yeah, it was. It's a fascinating film.
I wonder how much Eric Roberts was paid to do that.
He must have like a day rate. That they call and can we have Eric Roberts on this day? Will you pay him this $3,000 or whatever. And
or my guess is he gets scale and then they give him a tip. And there's always a tip.
That's, you know. Yeah.
As long as he's already made his health benefits.
So he gets scale, you know? Like, he's like a happy ending masseuse. Give him a big tip at the end.
a little cash on the way out, you know.
Under the table. Or maybe they do have a happy ending masseuse there. Maybe that's part of it too.
Maybe that's what he does. He does a scene and then he gives everybody a handy after it's over. Happy ending acting. I should get into that. But it's lucrative.
Yeah, you could be like the handy ginger.
Yeah, if you hire him, he gives you a handy.
There are lots of independent films being made right now, so there'll be lots of work.
Yeah.
Well, you are one of those.
I am one of those. I have to audition and give hand jobs if I want work. It's just how it goes. It's how it goes.
Yeah, well, you know. You don't even have to sit on the casting couch to do it.
No. No. Nobody wants me on a casting couch.
I've never been propositioned. I'm very sad.
I shouldn't say that because it's pretty horrible.
Might lead to work, so.
Yeah. I always felt that way growing up in the Catholic Church, and I never got molested. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me, priests?
I never did either, and I even got a letter. You know, did you ever get the letter in the mail saying, asking if you were ever?
No.
I got the letter. It happened while I was in LA, so it was like, you know, early 2000s or something.
Is this from a church from Boston?
From the Boston, like, I forget if it was actually from my high school or from my grammar school. I went to Catholic school my whole
I did school. For yeah. 9 years.
Yeah. So, but I got the letter in the mail. It was like so, it freaked me out to get the letter saying, if you've ever had any problems, please contact us this way. And I was like, wow,
I'm from Michigan, mm-hmm. and I had to go home for Christmas, and my parents make me go to church with them on Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I just go and tune it out. But I went, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I was going to the bathroom to hit my e-cig. And when I went in there, above the trash can was that letter you're talking about.
Oh, wow.
A letter like that said, you know, if you've... And this is in the ladies' room, so I'm like, it might be in the wrong bathroom, but I, you know, get it. You know, it said the whole thing, like, if you've been, I don't know, like, molested. I took a picture of it, but it was like, yeah, if you've been molested or if inappropriate sexual behavior, blah, 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 contact the diocese. And I was like, why is this in the ladies' room above the trash can? Shouldn't this be, like, out, you know, where everybody can see it? You know, and I know that you hear about altar boys, and, you know, it happened with altar girls, too, but you usually hear more about altar boys. But I was like, mm-hmm. what? Could you put this in the first? Why just not put it in the... in a stall,
right,
like behind the toilet or something, you know, why you know, is anybody, and I was watching people, because I'm just sitting there with my e-cig, you know, going, how much time can I stay in here, and nobody noticed it.
Yeah,
I was just watching people, nobody noticed it. They'd go over to the trash can.
Yeah, well, we've become that world where everywhere you go, there's a sign saying, this could cause cancer, this could kill you, this could do this. Yeah. And it's like, there's so much of that. It's like, you just click yes, check yes. It's like
when you work at LA Center Studios, if you go on the lower levels of those buildings.
Uh-huh. They have the disclaimers?
Every door. There's multiple levels below ground there. It's the weirdest place. Yeah. But I shot a commercial down there, and we walked down the hallway down underground, and every door... we passed had a sign that said, there's behind this door is cancer.
Was that below the parking structure, or was that, because level D is the lowest parking structure.
Yeah, it was, I don't know if it was lower than that or next to it, but uh-huh. it wasn't in the parking structure.
Yeah,
itself. It was like hallways underground. Yeah,
I called that level rapey D. But the other thing about it being cancer behind every door is every season that I worked there, they would bring me a security person would knock on the office door, and I'm like, you can come in, it's open, you know, and they would hand me a sealed envelope that said confidential on it. And then I'd open it and it was the asbestos report for the year.
Oh boy.
For the building.
That's hilarious.
Oh boy.
And are we trying to like buy more asbestos now?
No, no, no. Yeah. They've made it a childhood food now.
So I think I just read something about
eat
that.
It, you put it on, put milk, put it in a bowl and, with some milk.
And I didn't know. That's actually the name of the city where it comes from.
Asbestos?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't there like a city in Russia or something named Asbesto or something?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't, I'm at the point now where I don't know if I'm reading news or The Onion every time I read something.
Yeah. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Let's see.
And then, like, I think that some law was lifted or something where we can buy from them or something now, bringing it back to the country.
Because now it's suddenly safe.
Yeah, because somehow Trump can make money off it or something.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
How about that Mueller report?
How about it? How about that Mueller report? Hey, with the letter that you got in the mail, yeah, asking if you... Do you think, like, did you go through a period where you're like, Jesus, maybe I did and it's a regressed memory?
I don't think I didn't. I mean, I never felt threat. I was always so happy growing
have
up.
Have you done any...
I didn't have even heard of any friends getting bothered.
Maybe you should just to see...
Go back
if you
into
have
my
triggers or something, like have your wife dress up like a priest and try to molest you and see if it makes you cry or...
Or if you like it.
I don't think I'd cry. I think I'd be happy.
Well, maybe your wife is not the right one. Maybe it should be somebody.
She could wear anything and I'm happy.
You know, I don't know. That's an interesting question because I don't... None of my cousins ever said they had an issue.
But...
I feel like my class was so nuts growing up. Like, I grew up in Little Italy in Boston, and we were so crazy that I don't think they even wanted to go
there. Yeah, they didn't want to go there.
They were so scared of us.
Too dangerous.
So, but yeah, it's funny. I never heard of... I mean, not that they would say anything, I guess.
I wonder that sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, maybe I did get molested when I was a kid, and I just don't remember it. Cause
that's wishful thinking.
I'm kind of a fuck-up. That seems wrong, but yeah, probably.
You should contact the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's your last.
Are you dying? Are you a child who's dying? No, but this is about regressed memories that don't exist. So my final wish, if I could, is to be molested by priests. No, I shouldn't say that. It's not funny.
It is a little bit, though.
It is kind of a little bit. I mean, you know, it's gallows humor. It's dark. It's sad. But anyway, I'm sorry you were molested as a child. It's sad.
Probably.
It's a bummer.
What did you do? What did you do with the letter? Did you keep it?
I think I tossed it. I should have kept it, huh?
You should have framed that shit and put it up on the wall.
You know what? I can text you a picture of
the
one that I took, and then you can just like...
Maybe that'll be my trigger.
Oh.
Yeah, I get it. Let's see if we can make him cry.
All right.
I mean, crash to this
podcast. Oh, so asbestos apparently...
Is it a city or am I whacked up?
The first commercial asbestos mines were located outside of Quebec.
Oh.
But...
Quebec?
Yeah.
Oh. It's a Canadian thing.
Stupid Canadians.
Maybe that's why we don't trust the Canadians. We got to build a wall.
But this is...
out of asbestos on the Canadian border.
Asbestos wall.
Okay. That's a good idea, asbestos.
That'll keep them out.
That's
funny. Let me see if I can find that.
So they're bringing asbestos back, really?
They're making asbestos great again.
That's good. MAGA,
it works.
Make asbestos great again. Yeah. It's right there.
It totally works. I wonder, what's their reasoning for it? Are they saying...
It was, I don't know. I honestly don't even know if it was an Onion or if it was real, but I thought it was some real article on how they were opening up sales to this country in Russia or something, bringing asbestos or...
That does sound familiar.
It's funny that it sounds like something that would happen.
Yeah. No, well, and it's hard to know what really happens because the media jumps on everything he says as an actual thing that's been put into play, but he says a lot of stuff and nothing doesn't get done. So he probably was, I mean, for all I know, it is being sent to us and we're building new things out of it.
I love that everything in the Mueller report is like, hey, remember that time when this happened and everybody saw it? Yeah, we're just saying that was bad too. Hey, remember that thing? Yeah, it's like nothing new is in the report. It's like it's all the same, like... Yeah, he said, hey, Russia, steal her emails. And yeah, that, you know.
Yeah, I was listening to
it's all the stuff that we already know.
I was listening to the special report the whole way here, and I'm like, yes, and. I mean, this is the most boring.
Well, that's why I was like, when everybody was waiting with bated breath about the damn Mueller report, I'm like, who's this isn't going to change anybody's mind. No. We like anyone who can see Trump for who he is, and he does it, and it's obvious, it's on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know he's a monster. And if you don't think he's a monster, there's no report that's going to change your love of him. It's a cult. He's got cult followers, which is 42% of this country, which is terrifying. But it's not going to change anybody's mind. No. I don't know, it's just everybody's living in this fantasy world of what the reality is. We already know he's a douche, if you know he's a douche and you want him out, or you love the guy. And it doesn't matter what he does.
I will not be surprised if he gets reelected.
He probably is going to.
He's going to.
Unless we have some kind of revelation Democratic guy like Obama was back then.
I mean,
I'm really, really, really hoping to be wrong, but I'm fully prepared to.
Yeah.
You know.
I like Buttigieg. I think he's really cool. He's very well spoken. I don't know if he would ever get elected, but
he's from Indiana.
He's probably peaking too early. Usually, the person who kind of comes on peaks later.
He's really well spoken, but I looked at his record and he's pretty centrist the way he votes. Yeah, I mean it's like Beto O'Rourke when everybody was creaming over him. It's everybody gets into the personalities,
but not the
policies. Soon as like if I hear, well, it's not just policy. It's policy is just saying stuff, and then I can go, yes, I agree. But everybody on the left says the same stuff now. Mm-hmm. So I look at their records, like what have they accomplished in Congress, or how have they voted in the past? And Beto, you know, he has voted for the oil industry a lot of times. Mm. I mean, he's Texan. So that kind of makes sense.
Oh, he's from Texas? But I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And so he is essentially more conservative on paper than he is when he's jumping around on tables and talking about how great it will be if everybody has health care. You know, I mean, that's what I, you know, it's like if you compare Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders say these same things, exactly the same things. But if you look at her record versus his, she's accomplished more in Congress. So depending on, but it does, like, nobody's paying attention to Elizabeth Warren right now.
It's, all the women. No one's really paying
except
attention.
Except for Harris. Yeah. Yeah. Harris had some media coverage for a while, but it went away. Yeah. It's all focused on men, which is really weird to me.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I don't know. I have no idea at this point who I would vote for in a primary. I have no idea. But right now, it seems like Elizabeth Warren is the person who's actually doing stuff. Mm-hmm. While everybody's on the campaign trail and wagging their fingers and whatever, going on Fox News or refusing to go on Fox, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But the news stories I see about her is she put this into play. She's actually doing this right now. So, I mean, and she's running a campaign at the same time, but it's not one of these aggressive, I'm having rallies and all that stuff. Where people are screaming, fuck Hillary again.
Part of me just wants the best candidate for SNL. But, that was my one saving grace with Trump. I'm like, oh, SNL's going to be so good.
Yeah.
It hasn't been, but, you know.
Make SNL good again.
Yeah.
Great again.
Yeah. Except if it's, like, that's my main concern. The main reason I don't want to see Bernie Sanders as the president is, you know, it's going to put a lot of comics out of work because you're going to have to be Jewish in order to make fun of him. Because if you're making fun of Bernie Sanders and the way he talks and you're not Jewish, it's probably anti-Semitic, right? So, you know, the comic fodder is gone. With Trump, he's just a douchebag. You get to make fun of.
Well, we would have Larry wrestling. David for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. David. Well, yeah. He does a good one.
That's
yeah,
a good
sure,
start.
Sure, sure, good sure, start. Sure. I'm just saying, you know, like now everybody's got a Trump.
Yeah.
Every single guy who has a show or lady who has a show has a Trump impersonation. But they can't all start doing Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Trevor Noah will because he doesn't have any, like, he constantly does his Mexican accent. I'm like, dude, I don't think that's okay. I don't think that's okay. But, you know, he'll do it. But everybody else is going to have to, they can't make fun of Bernie Sanders because he's a walking stereotype. It's just how it is. People will get in trouble. No, that's why I don't want Sanders. I would feel bad for all those comics. They'll be out of work. But
well, Trump's gonna win anyway, so
he is. He really is gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
It's too baked into the pie, you know. Is mm-hmm. that the phrase?
Well, the Electoral College, the Electoral College is very threatened by the left now, and they're gonna give it to Trump because they want to keep the Electoral College. Because if they lose it, then the people in the rural lands that we're supposed to be worried about because of their opiate addictions won't have representation.
And then what will happen if he has 4 years where he doesn't have to worry about an election? What kind of crazy stuff is he going to do then?
I don't know. That's, yeah, that is...
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be really bad.
It's going to be...
This might be our last 4 years on the planet.
Well, it could be. Yeah, I mean, I hope we don't... It doesn't become World War III or American Civil War II, but I don't know.
Or both.
I mean, I'm concerned if he doesn't get reelected that that's what we'll have.
Yeah.
We're going to have lots of violence.
I really wonder what would have happened if he had lost to Hillary. Like, what havoc he would have wreaked for the next 4 years.
Oh, yeah. That's,
how he was rigged and all that stuff.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Yeah. I don't know. It's so messy. It's become boring to me. I'm just sick of Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's just having... And, you know, I still have people when I say stuff, I get pissed off and I say stuff about racism and all these Nazis and the fact that, you know, he promotes it. So mm-hmm. if you support Donald Trump and you wear a goddamn MAGA hat, you're supporting racism. And I don't know how you can support racism and not be a racist. Yeah, I said that the other day, and like three people from my hometown were like, meh, 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 and then unfollowed me, and I was like, good. See you later. And I was just,
Hollywood elite.
Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, maybe it's the only way to prevent a civil war is starting to talk to these racists and find out what they need and give them better schools or something.
They need more guns.
Yeah. Yeah, although there's a lot of liberal gun owners right now. I have a friend who's like totally convinced that in 2020 that we'll begin our civil war. He's convinced. And a lot of liberals are buying guns now. Yeah. There are liberal gun clubs now.
I think people are too lazy to actually.
That's what my wife said. Yeah. She said America is too fat and lazy to have a civil war, but
As long as there's something shining, they'll get distracted and something else will
happen. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what? Game of Thrones is on? You know?
Yeah.
Not for much longer.
Yeah. I still haven't seen one episode. I'm way behind.
Oh, really?
You've never seen the show, you mean?
I've never seen the show.
I've never...
I started watching it, like, once it got... It was at season 4 is when I first started.
I think I watched, like, the first episode and was bored. Because I came off a... Spartacus on Stars, which was ludicrous, over the top, you know, gladiator stuff. It didn't have dragons and shit. It's slightly different. But, like, when I watched this, it was just, it's like even McShane said when he like, did a recurring role for a season or something on the show.
On Spartacus?
No, on Game of Thrones.
Oh, he did?
And they asked him, like, What do you think of the show? What can we look for? And he's like, I don't know. It's just it's tits and dragons. He's such a grump. It's hilarious. They asked him. He was doing PR for the PR tours for the Hellboy movie, and someone asked him about the Deadwood movie that's coming out. Mm-hmm. They're like, have you seen it? He's like, yeah, I saw a cut of it. And they go, what do you think? And he's like, yeah. It's okay. Yeah, it's pretty good. that was it.
People love that show. Loved it.
Oh, I loved
it. I've never seen it.
Oh, I've never seen it either.
Yeah. I've seen it 3 times. The whole series.
Wow.
I loved it. I mean, I don't have high hopes for this movie because that never seems to work when you wait 10 years and then, you know, you put out the next season of Arrested Development all of a sudden and it's like, I don't know.
It's hard to get that lightning in a bottle again.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I guess they did it with that One Day at a Time show, but that's
a good show.
I never watched the original or the new one, but people say they love it. But it's over now, right?
Well, I have a feeling it'll come back in some reincarnation. They're still trying to save it somehow. Maybe somebody will pick it up. I don't know.
Yeah, it was canceled and then couple other networks were.
It has a big following.
Yeah, so. And then Norman Lear. What was it? It was on Netflix, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they have a rule that once one of the shows is their one of their projects is canceled, they can't be streamed on for years or
oh, really?
Something. So Norman Lear apparently has been appealing to Netflix to say, hey, can you just abolish that for this show because there are some other networks that are interested in it.
Yeah, I'm surprised just a network can't pick it up then. You know, just...
I don't know.
That's interesting because it goes the other way all the time. Networks right. cancel a show and then a streaming service picks it up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like a big deal.
It might have been... I mean, I just read it quickly once, but it might have been something like another streaming network wanted it, and so...
Maybe it can't go to, like, Hulu or Amazon.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. Like, they couldn't, but yeah, maybe... And then... But I think a network, yeah, they could pick it up probably, but another streaming network.
I think that's
what it was, and so he was...
Yeah, because Netflix wants to be the only one.
Yeah.
They want to be the
monopoly. I forget who was interested in it, but... It must have been something like that.
What do you think of Spielberg being mad at Netflix?
It's interesting, you know. He wants to keep the theater going alive, the movie theaters, but with the whole the Academy Award thing, right? Is that what you're talking about?
He
doesn't want a movie to be considered for an Academy Award if it's only Netflix.
Well, and he did a follow up thing because when he first started talking about it, I was like, he just sounds like an old man telling kids to get off his lawn.
That's what I thought too.
But then he came out. He brought it up again with a different angle, and that angle was basically he feels that what Netflix is trying to do is monopolize everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he's more concerned that it's going to kill the competition, that is other movies being made, and Netflix just wants to take it over. And that's what he's saying he's concerned about mostly. Saving movies and movie theaters is part of it, but it's more just he doesn't want Netflix to be the only game.
For me, it's so much more fun to go to a theater and see it with a crowd.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But Netflix movies, I'll tell you what, I'm glad they go on Netflix because I have yet to see one, including goddamn Roma. I tried to watch that. I got halfway through it.
Before you didn't like Roma?
I didn't understand what it was about. I love Roma. It was beautiful. It was beautiful, but it was boring to me. I just didn't. I lost interest halfway through. I was like, I'm going.
I think you have to be in the movie.
They needed Nick Cage in it.
Yeah. If it had Nick Cage. Well, I watched that Triple Frontier, and I watched that whole dumb thing.
Was it bad? I saw the ads for it.
It's it's not horrible. I mean, for a Netflix action movie, it's, you know, impressively made. But there's a lot of stuff in it that's, like, dumb. You're like, what? 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 But, you know, it was fine. It was mostly about watching people shoot at each other.
What was your best picture of this? Because it was a weird year. There was a lot of pictures in the mix for best picture. Did you have one that you liked the best? Did you like any of them?
I didn't see most of them.
Like Green Book was...
I'm never going to see that fucking movie.
I love Green Book.
I've never been a fan of White Savior movies. I'm not into it. I didn't like Driving Miss Daisy. You know, I'm just not into those kinds of things. I'd rather see, I did see Black Klansman.
Very good movie.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I think I saw it after Sorry to Bother You.
Did you like Sorry to Bother You?
I thought Sorry to Bother You.
It was brilliant.
It was one of the best movies.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
And to me, that movie, and I know it's apples and oranges, really, because, you know, Black Klansman had a sense of humor, I thought, but... Like, Black Klansman was a little bit of a mess, the way it was put together. And Sorry to Bother You, as weird as it was a tighter narrative and with similar themes. But in any event, I'd rather watch movies that black filmmakers are making about the black experience than fucking one of the Farrelly brothers or whatever.
Yeah, my thing was, though, is it was the kid, it was, you know, the dad's son. It was his movie. He wrote it, for his dad.
Right.
So it was from his voice. So I'm like, that's what it was, you know? And I thought it was just very delightful.
Well, yeah.
But I understand why people are, like you said, not liking the whole White Savior thing. I've had long talks with friends about it. And I understand their point of view, but I just enjoyed it. The acting was amazing. I love watching good acting. And they're both masters, those guys.
Yeah, for sure.
With immense range. Yeah.
I just don't have any desire to see it. Which was true about most of the... Trying to think, like, I saw half of Roma. What else was nominated?
There was
Do you remember?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
No.
Star is Born.
Vice. Star is Born. Vice.
No, I still haven't seen any of those.
I like Star is Born a lot. I like the first half better than the second half, but it still was really great. I watch Bradley Cooper in anything. I'm a huge Bradley Cooper fan. He's a nice guy. I've met him a couple times.
He seems like a nice fella.
Real, very
good looking.
He is very,
he's
very,
very
charming.
Attractive.
Yes, dreamy.
I don't think he's that dreamy.
Well, you have to see him in person.
I don't. Like, his jaw always seems like it's a little bit shifted over.
Shift jaw.
That's weird.
You know, he's kind of like got that Picasso face, like Shannon Doherty. You know, like.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're saying. He's like real pretty, but maybe it's a little off. I see what you're saying.
I mean, he's not an unattractive dude. I just don't think he's dreamy.
I getcha. Who's dreamy? Do you like Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
No.
Would you like to be picked up in his beefy arms?
More enormous.
No. Yeah, it's like his neck is like.
Yeah. He's a really good actor. He needs to be in a Hulk movie. Just become the new Hulk. Just paint him green.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Paint him green.
You know what? I don't want The Rock to be in any superhero. I want The Rock to be in like good, real, awesome action movies.
Yeah.
That aren't Skyscraper or not this. I want him to do hard R, like badass action movies. You know, because we don't have those guys anymore. I mean, we got Statham.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
I need to see the Meg.
Oh, the Meg.
Yeah.
The Meg is, lower your expectations, you know, because...
I agree.
It has stuff I liked about it, but it really kind of pulls punches. Because there's that whole scene... Spoiler alert.
That's okay.
Where the shark attacks all the swimmer, all the swimmers in China or wherever they are. There's so many people in that water. It should have been a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
And like a couple people get knocked off a raft. And I know it was PG-13, but I'm like, I've seen PG-13. Jaws was PG and you watch a guy
was
get
it PG
eaten.
Back in the day? Oh my God.
Yeah, that it was PG. Crazy. And like Shark Night, which is a movie about sharks in a river. is way bloodier, and that's PG-13. So I'm just like, why were they so wussy about it?
Yeah, I thought that was weird too. When I was watching it, I was like, there's like,
well, it's probably because they tested and they talked to, you know, they ruminate on it, and in China they would like it if it was this way, and they make it for China, you know.
Right. Yeah, all these movies are made for China.
Skyscraper,
Rampage, they're all Chinese co-productions.
Because they have so much to gain by getting that audience.
Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
My parents took me to see Jaws when I was 4.
No way.
Wow.
Can you believe that? And I was like, Dad, why did you take me to see? Well, your sisters wanted to go. My sisters were 6 years older. Uh-huh. I'm like, but they were 10. They still were too young.
So, okay, you weren't molested, so you don't have to worry about the triggers from the church, but you have triggers from Jaws.
And I don't like opening my eyes in water, and I don't really like being underwater. And I never put the two and two together, but that's probably one of the reasons.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, my wife, she... saw Jaws too young, and she's still like anybody. Like, she can go in a pool and she gets nervous, you know, because of just PTSD from seeing Jaws.
I remember when I was 7 was the first time I went to sleepover camp, like, you know, away from my parents for like 2 or 3 weeks. I can't remember the exact, but it was quite a bit of time. Yeah,
a couple years.
And they used to take us to the
drive-in. You're still there.
So, 7 years old, they used to take us to the drive-in. And I remember it was 1979, aging myself, and we saw The Shining. And we saw,
how old were you?
7.
7.
Blue, they showed you The Shining?
Blues Brothers.
Well, that's not so bad.
But I specifically remember seeing The Shining at the drive-in. I think it was 79. I think
The Blues Brothers is just bad.
Is that
language.
The year? Yeah, that's but still, it. I mean, still, all. I mean, but I remember the thing I loved most about it was they would come by with big, like, shelves of candy bars and sodas.
Uh-huh.
And we would pick any candy bar and soda we wanted. I mean, there was just so many problems. I mean, the times have changed so much. But I remember getting Mellow Yellow for the first time. It was like a brand new soda. And I was like, yes, a new soda. And God knows how much caffeine I was putting in my body back then. And
lots
sugar,
of caffeine and sugar.
And
whatever,
watching The Shining.
Whatever makes it look like
And yet
like
I'm
piss.
Still here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do that when you were growing up? Like, I used to get the Mellow Yellow. And I'd put some in the snow, and then I'd at the bus stop, you know, my to sister would be like, I'd say to my sister, oh, look, dog piss. And then I'd eat it.
I've never heard of that. That's pretty amazing. Good,
it's great. I still do it, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. You still do?
Yeah, yeah. If I go back east and it's snowy, I'll grab some Mellow Yellow and do that. Freak out the kids.
You have you teach your son? That's a good trick for him.
Yeah, the problem is I didn't tell him it was a trick, and he thought it was cool, and he started eating actual pee, and Hillary got real mad at me.
And you can't go back.
So you never answered who is Dreamy.
Cut her off, I think.
Yeah.
The moment's passed. I'm trying to think who's Dreamy.
Because I suggested The Rock. That's how we went on that tangent.
Who are the stars now?
I think Keanu Reeves is Dreamy.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think he's real. Yeah, and he doesn't age.
Well, he is. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, not age.
He's not aging.
He and Ralph Macchio do not age. Yeah. Actually, like Ralph Macchio, I think, looks better now than he did when he was younger. I don't think he's Dreamy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Cobra Kai's coming back.
Yes, Cobra Kai.
Very I saw excited. The first one. I should stick with it, huh? It's good. Cobra Kai. I saw the first episode.
That first season is a delight.
Yeah, but when's it coming back? It's soon.
I think this coming week. I think it's the last week in April, but maybe I can't remember.
It's soon.
It's April or May for sure. It's I see ads for it all the time.
It's a YouTube Red.
Yes.
Yeah.
YouTube Red.
Yeah.
You have to pay for that. How did that work?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good one.
I have a friend who illegally steals it for me, and that's how I see it.
As opposed to legally.
Because I'm not like I pay for 3 streaming services, and I'm. That's
what do
it.
You have? You have the Netflix? What else do you have? You have the
Amazon Hulu? Prime, Hulu, and Netflix. I'm not going to pay... Like, I want to see the new Twilight Zone.
I do too.
And I hear the new Star Trek show is great, but I don't want to pay for CBS All Access because for 2 friggin' shows.
No, I'm the same way. Yeah.
I'm not doing that. And I'm not paying for YouTube. I'm sorry.
Maybe we can just get it for like a month, binge the Twilight show, and then...
Yeah, you can always do like that. 30 days. They usually have like
for people who have a lot of free times on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But they make it so hard to get out of to keep it from being renewed. If you do the 30-day trial, you have to go through through a lot of hoops to get it canceled. I'm just doing it illegally. To hell with it. Because I pay a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I hate my cable bill right now. It's over $200.
With my, really?
The cable, the... internet and the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I got rid of cable because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy. Something's got to go. And then when I got rid of it, I realized, and this was years ago, I didn't miss it at all. And then I like went to my parents' house for Christmas and they had cable and I was like, oh, I only miss like 5 channels. Like history.
For me, it's the sports.
Travel. The sports?
Yeah. Like the, ESPN. I'm always watching a game.
For me, cable TV was always about turning it on and channel surfing. And usually 15 minutes into it, I'd be like, nothing on.
Yeah.
And now I have 3 streaming services. And so instead of channel flipping, I'm just looking at all the things I could watch. Mm-hmm. And then 15 minutes later, I'm like, there's nothing. It's just like I'm paying money to be disappointed and frustrated all the time. But it's also, there's so much, you know.
Yes,
it's like, oh no, I'm not going to start Hannah. I'm not starting the Hannah series. Yes. I got sucked into Patriot.
How is Patriot?
Fucking great.
I was a little...
It's really great, though. It's not, like, sometimes people are like, oh, you got to watch, what was the thing about Russian spies?
Yeah. Is it Russian Dolls?
No, not Russian Dolls. There was a show that everybody was telling me to watch.
Oh, The Americans?
The Americans, yeah. And I tried it, and I was like, meh, not really.
People love that
show. Patriot,
I really liked it.
Or Ozark, I tried that, and it was too slow for me.
I really
Patriot,
liked that one too.
Patriot is so weird.
I just read an article.
Like, conceptually bizarre. Yeah. That's why it's so engaging to me, because it is completely, for a show that fits into a neat genre of, covert spy bullshit. It's so weird. And that's why I liked it. Because if I've never seen anything like it before, that's what sucks me in. I mean, assuming the narrative is... I mean, I can get sucked in for a concept, I've watched terrible movies and enjoyed them just because I liked the concept, but Patriot is... I mean, and talk about the acting.
Patriot Netflix?
Amazon Prime. It's got Kurtwood Smith... And, okay. You know that dude?
movie.
You do. In RoboCop, he's the bad guy. Can you fly, Bobby? Okay.
He's that 70s show, right?
Yeah, that 70s show. That wasn't the Kurtwood Smith I love, but but good for him for getting all that money.
Yeah.
But this is, like, nobody curses like Kurtwood Smith. He curses so well. It's just, it sounds so great on him. And Terry O'Quinn's in the show, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's great.
He is great.
And then beyond that, all the younger cast who, you know, most of whom I'd never seen before, they're so good. I mean, the acting on this show is amazing.
It's the best when you see a show and you don't know who the people are. That's, mm-hmm. to me, is my, or a movie, it's my favorite.
Right.
When it feels so real because it's like, you know, first time seeing them.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, I can't recommend Patriot enough. It's a banana show, but it's very satisfying. And I think there's only 6 or 18. It's 18 episodes altogether.
Really?
But that's a big order.
Well, the first season was 10 and the second season was 8, but the episodes are not, a lot of them are like 37, 38 minutes long. They're not, they don't over stuff anything. I think that's part of the reason I like it too. Like, you make just over a half hour out of this kind of show, everything's tighter, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, so many of these hour shows, they get boring because they're padding it with like unnecessary, you know, B and C plots and all that stuff, you know, like an old episode of Homicide. When you go back and you watch Homicide, which is, you know, such a good show, at least the first few seasons were great. But you go back and you watch even the great ones and you're like, eh, it doesn't really hold up because there are all these weird subplots with Richard Belzer and, you know, Ned Beatty doing weird stuff. Like, what is that? Get me back in the box with Pembleton. You know, that's why that show was good. Andre Brower.
Brower's,
did you watch
amazing.
That show?
Mm-mm. I never watched it.
Why? Well, you can't watch it anywhere. It's not available anywhere. And the DVDs, like, to get the DVDs, it's like $1,000.
Really?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Which creator was Homicide? It was like Simon?
The Fontana, Tom.
Oh, Fontana.
Fontana. And it was a guy who made a lot of movies. Levinson, Barry Levinson.
Did Simon write it, though? Do you know? Was he the guy that created, was the original?
Homicide,
Life on the Streets?
The same guy who did Homicide did Prison Show that we liked. Yeah, same guy. The guy who got the tattoo in the opening credit of Oz.
Oh my God, how come we're not remembering?
I think it's Simon. I think I just read an article about the whole WGA thing. He was one of the guys that was, you know, big advocate of doing away with packaging. And he was talking about
how he
got screwed. And I think it was Homicide. Where he didn't know. The problem is that a lot of the newer writers, they don't even know what's going on. They're just having this money taken. And
yeah.
They're the ones that sometimes bring the talent. With, like, oh, he's my friend. He wants to do it. And
right.
And they lose on all that money.
Oh.
Without even knowing. But that's a whole mess, that whole.
Yeah, it's bananas.
Yeah, I read that article. He was.
Yeah, right, right.
Tom Fontana created it.
Yeah. Because it was based on a book, Homicide.
Oh, wait, no, I looked up who created Oz.
Oh. I swear Homicide, Fontana had something to do with Homicide, but well, maybe I'm wrong. Because there were a lot of crossover actors on
the same
Homicide
shows.
And Oz. And,
anywho.
Paul.
Paul. Atanasio?
Oh, yeah. Atanasio? That makes sense, yeah. Anyway, if you can watch the first couple seasons are just of that show are amazing. Groundbreaking. Like and it doesn't get the credit that everybody always thinks of NYPD Blue, but NYPD Blue wouldn't have been a thing if it wasn't for Homicide. Homicide changed the procedural and the tones of procedural. It was very...
Every once in a while, I remember that I never got an audition for NYPD Blue, and it still pisses me off. Like, how could I not get an audition for this show?
Yeah, I never auditioned for NYPD Blue.
You should have. You should have been.
I should have been on that show.
Yeah,
come on.
You should have been on that show.
Come on.
I've auditioned for NCIS 47 times.
Oh, I've yet to
book one.
Yeah. one of the few auditions when you go in, they still have all the people there.
And they insist on it, and that's why they always have their audition. It's at a Paramount.
Okay.
And they always have their auditions at 6:00.
They always have them, you're right, late in the afternoon.
So,
right. Five,
like,
six.
It's, and it's Paramount, so it's a traffic nightmare.
Right.
Going to these.
Because they bring the people that are, they want the producers and the.
And they're all, director, you know, yeah. in on
so
set.
A lot of them
are
working all day. So,
yeah. At the end of the day. Well, which is also a terrible.
But I do like having a crowd, I must say. But it's a small room usually. Which is, it's like kind of claustrophobic.
Yeah,
it's a small room with a whole bunch of people.
A lot of people.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the first time I was like, what the fuck is this? Am I testing for a serious regular role? What is happening? After the initial surprise of that one, now I know what I'm getting into. It's fine. But like the first time I was like, why are there so many people in here? This is crazy. But the other thing is they always seem kind of tired.
Yeah.
When you go in there,
because well,
it's the end of a long ass day, and then they have to sit through a casting session. Yeah. I mean, my heart goes out to them, but also as an actor, I'm like, God damn, this just feels like a pulling a boulder up a mountain, performing for people who are just zonked out. They so just want it to be over.
Would you say that is that the show you've auditioned for the most?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
without.
Because I was like that with Shameless until I finally did one last year. I had been in so many times over the years. For
what episode were you in Shameless? I love that show.
I was in the one recently where with the Hobo Loco. I don't know if you saw that episode. I'm the delivery guy that brings in the Hobo Loco and.
Did you have any lines?
Yeah, I had a couple. A little bit of coverage.
That was a great episode.
It was funny, huh? Yeah.
I love that show.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
If you booked it now and you did it, would you want to punch William H. Macy in the face?
I didn't get to meet him. I didn't work with him. But no. I would always want to hug William H. Macy every time.
He's too one of these crooks.
He didn't get indicted, right?
He knew what was
going on. Yeah, plausible deniability. But like there are phone conversations where he's on the phone going, uh-huh, yep.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't say that much. Weird, and you can always say he didn't know what his wife was up to.
But maybe the people who indicted him, maybe the people that indicted, they really love Fargo. So they're like, leave him alone.
I haven't watched Fargo since this whole thing, but I imagine his performance is going to take on a whole new dimension because... That seems like what he was actually doing.
They paid a lot of money, but they also got the true coat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, thanks for coming in, PJ Marino.
This has been delightful.
I don't know why you keep booking me and then there's other people here. It seems... Whatever, it's your show.
It has nothing to do with you, Todd.
It has nothing to do with you.
I just like to be the focus...
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so surprised to hear that.
I like to be the center of the attention.
You always want to pull focus. I just wanted to say pull focus to show that I know all the terms. I know all the terms.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Well, PJ, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you very much. I'd love to come back.
And I'll make sure we have the best lox again.
They were delicious.
Yeah.
I didn't even get raisins.